What can you say about their defense, coach? They seem to be pretty up and down, even within games, half to half. They're good one half, then they struggle the next.
It's hard for me to understand it because I look at them and that's, you know, a lot of talent. And, you know, those two outside linebackers gave us all we could handle last time. Barry does a nice job in the nose. You got a couple experienced linebackers. You got a Pro Bowl corner. So, I mean, safeties will hit and do a lot of great things. So I can't understand. I know they give us, you know, all we can handle, and we're going to have to be at our best to have a chance to beat them. They do a great job with their pressure packages. He does, you know, as soon as you get into substituted offense where you got three or four wides, they do a tremendous job of, you know, giving you the illusion of a what we call una mas blitz, where they're going to blitz one more defender than you got blocker. And then pulling off and dropping into coverage. So they do a nice job. They really do it. And on their base stuff, they take their ends and they move them into an inside alignment. And then they take their outside backers, and you got to match up with them to, in order to run the ball, because they're trying to push it out to that matchup. And those matchups are hard for tight ends and backs.
Were you especially proud of seeing all the work Darrell Jurgens put in kind of come to fruition last week when he finally had an opportunity to play extended snaps?
Yeah, no, he's played well the last couple of, you know, chances we've given him. And, of course, he had made some terrific catches. And, you know, the great thing is he made a touchdown catch that we got called for a delay game. He came right back and threw it to him, made a tremendous catch. So, yeah, he's a terrific kid that's been working hard, been very patient, and you know, it's hard to get in his natural spots inside. And Victor's been playing very well, so he doesn't get as many reps as most guys would have gotten. And yet, when the opportunity has arisen, he certainly has taken full advantage of it.
It's encouraging that he said, I think, that he had two options on that route. So him and Eli must have had to have seen the same thing. I mean, is that
that's how we teach our offense.
Yeah,
that's been going on for years.
Yeah. Is that, I guess, encouraging that with limited reps he saw?
Let's say this. If it didn't happen, I'd be discouraged, because I teach that every day. That's all we talk about. So, yeah, and that's why there's one voice in those meetings, me. And that's it. When this happens, you do this. And that happens, you do this. So that everybody sees it the same way and you react the same way. When you have some latitude with your receiving core, it can be disastrous if everybody's not looking the same way. If somebody's setting it down and somebody's taking it off, or someone's breaking in and they should be breaking it out. So, yeah, that's the essence of what we do.
How surprised are you, I guess, that 15 games into the season, Hakeem Nicks still has just one catch in the red zone?
Yeah, I mean, you would never have thought it. You know, you would never have thought it. You know.
Is this anything the defenses have done?
No, not at all. You know, even in game Sunday, we had a shot to hit him right now. Chest. So, I mean, he's had some chances. Sometimes the ball's going other way. Sometimes the coverage, you know, dictated that it go to somebody else. But, you know, there's been opportunities. It's unfortunate. And Sunday we missed, fired on one. He was wide open running down the sideline. So it just hasn't worked out. Am I surprised? Yeah, no question.